Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We've been studying repentance and turning towards God and the goodness that comes out of that. And so we're going to continue, but we're going to switch gears a little bit for the season we're in. And we're going to get to Palm Sunday today. But we're still going to read our foundational verse to get started. And so let's go ahead and let's go to our vision. We're going to look at our vision and we're going to get started because I have something I want to share with you all today. Maybe some things you haven't heard. All right. We're going to look at this vision to build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom. A body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Peace is only possible if the Holy Spirit is there. Without the Holy Spirit, you'll never experience peace. Because really, the Holy Spirit is working here on earth, and He's working in heaven. That's why He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you see, He's the guide. It says in John 16:13, that He will guide you and lead you into all truth. That word guide is the Greek word odigo, O-D-E-G-E-O. It means to guide and lead someone in a foreign land, safely. You hear me? This world is a foreign land to believers. Because when you become a believer, your citizenship is in heaven. Did you hear what I just said? And that's why we need the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in this foreign land we're in, this world system. This world. Did you catch what I just said? You didn't. All right. You better shut up. This is good stuff. This is so important to understand. Now, let's look at this. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principle of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Now, you see, I've been teaching on that the past month, 2 months. We're going to continue on that after next Sunday, Easter. So today we're getting into Palm Sunday, but this is towards God. And so we're still staying in it, but this is all towards God. We're getting a true meaning and understanding towards God. Because there's a whole lot more to Hosanna and the palm leaves than we see. So I'm going to help us understand a few things that maybe you didn't know. So let's look at this. Palm Sunday is really described as the triumphal entry. Triumphal entry. And even your Bibles talk about it. That has the heading in John, the triumphal entry. Now, so what was the triumph about? Over. Well, we're gonna learn a little bit more today, okay? So this will help you, because when you understand this, it helps you understand everything else. Okay, so give me the John 11, verse 4. We're going to look at this, and it's so important because it's really providential. This is what I'm getting ready to share with you. Remember, what's providence mean? It means care, preparation in advance, foresight, divine direction. So God is caring for us because he foresees we need his divine direction for what's to come. And that's what he's doing here in this chapter 11 with Lazarus. And a lot of people didn't realize that. They didn't realize what was going on, but Jesus knew it. Now, I'm going to help you see this. On Palm Sunday, Jesus made a triumphal entry into Jerusalem. What was the triumph over? I want to leave that little cliffhanger in you. What was the triumph over? You're going to get it. You're going to understand it today. All right? Now, Jesus, on his way to Jerusalem, his friends, Mary, Martha, sent a message to Jesus that his friend Lazarus was deathly ill. Let's read this. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." That the Son of God may be glorified through it. Through this death of Lazarus. Now, isn't that something? Huh. Now pay attention. He said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now watch. Give me verse 5, if you would, Christina. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister, that would be Mary, and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. And that's kind of unusual, isn't it? Now, you hear your best friends send a message that their other best friend, Lazarus, because Jesus was friends with Lazarus, that he's got this sickness, and it's deathly. It could end up in death. And Jesus stayed 2 more days in the place where he was. He didn't rush out of there. After receiving this life or death message that Lazarus is sick, now let's jump to verse 14 in this. Look what it says. Then Jesus said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead." Lazarus is dead? Now think about this. Look at verse 15 now. Now listen to what Jesus is saying. "And I am glad for your sakes." Jesus said, "I'm glad Lazarus is dead for your sakes, for your benefit. It's going to benefit you. You just lost your best friend." Huh? See, this is God's wisdom working right here. That's what we all need is wisdom. See, wisdom, see, your gift and your calling and your talent is for other people. And your anointing, it's for other people. Because apple trees don't eat their own apples, right? But wisdom is for you personally. Wisdom is for you personally. And that's what we need. We need God's wisdom. And the Holy Spirit will guide you in this foreign land, safely. Are you listening to me? But that's why we need his wisdom. Now watch this. Look what he says. "And I am glad that for your sakes, that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." All right. Now, nevertheless, let us go to him. Lazarus lived in the south end of Jerusalem, and Bethany, around the Mount of Olives. This is where all this war and all this stuff is going on over there now. You know, that war and all that's going on now, that's biblical. You looking at me? This is all in the Bible. It's going on now. You know that Jesus is going to return to the Mount of Olives when he comes back the second time? And if you're a believer, if you know Jesus, and you understand the first triumphal entry, that's why you got to understand it. Now, now think about this. So, he lived there in Bethany around the Mount of Olives with Martha and Mary just outside of Jerusalem. And the Passover was coming. The Passover feast. This is where they put the blood over the doorpost with Moses, and the death angel flew over, and he couldn't destroy the families that where the blood was over the door. That's why it says we're under the new covenant, the blood covenant, God's people. We're under the blood of Jesus. That's where our protection is under the blood of Jesus. And that's why we celebrate communion. That's why we celebrate the Passover. Well, Passover was coming. Now, population was swelling and increasing in this area where Lazarus was, where this all took place. Now, so now think about this. People are coming from all over to the celebration Passover for this triumphal entry. Mary, Martha, They run out to meet Jesus. Now let's look at this. Verse 20 of 11 there, Christina. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. One translation says she ran out to meet him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now, give me 21. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." You see that? If you had been here, my brother would not have died. What do you think about that? She's blaming him for not being there. He hung out a couple more days because he wasn't in a rush. You're going to find out why. Now listen, this is all significant. This is important. Now think about this. Look what he says in verse 25. He's telling her why he wasn't there. Paying attention? Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection. I am that." Me. Jesus is saying, "I am that. I'm that." So I ain't studying the death of Lazarus. You paying attention? This is huge. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. He shall live. Man. That's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Keep paying attention. Look what he says. Verse 26. "And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? I'm asking you right now. Do you believe this? Now this word "believe" in the Greek, oh, here we go. It means to hold fast to cling to rely totally upon. Now catch this. "And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? "Everyone who believes in me, even after being dead, will never die." Will never die. Jesus is preparing people They're hearing about Lazarus being raised from the dead. That's why all these people are coming to the Passover. History says there's 150 to 200,000 people showed up because they heard. They weren't just coming for the Passover feast. They heard about Lazarus being raised from the dead. Now listen, it says in verse 33, let's look at that. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. He was frustrated. He was seeing his friends having to go through something because of him. Now pay attention. Then in verse 35, it says that Jesus wept. You know, I've heard preachers say, even Jesus wept when at funerals. Even Jesus wept when Lazarus died. Well, let me be the first to tell you, Jesus didn't weep because Lazarus died. You paying attention? Jesus wept because he knew he was putting people that meant a lot to him through something for his glory. Did you hear me? For his glory. That's why he wept. And sometimes you're going to have to step back from your children and let them go through something for God's glory. Are you listening to me? And some of you are going through something now for God's glory. And that's why you need wisdom. Wisdom's for you. 1 Corinthians 2, 6 and 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Whose glory? Our glory. For our glory. What's glory mean? What God originated and intended. That wisdom that you get from God helps you become what he designed you to be and your plan and purpose in this life. Did you hear me? And you're going to have to go through some things to get to it. Did you hear what I said? It says in Psalms 51, 5 and 6, God desires truth in our most inward parts, in our most in the depths of you. He's looking for truth. Reality. That's what truth means. Reality revealed. He's looking for truth in you. And it says he will make you to know wisdom. Man, I'm going to help you see who you really are. Oh, that's good news right there. And you got to go through something. And that's why Jesus was weeping. Watch this. Jesus is allowing them to go through extreme difficulty for his glory. For his glory. But also for your glory. That's why he is allowing you to go through things. Now listen, Jesus allows someone he loves to go through extreme difficulty. Now give me verse 39. This is the final culmination of what Jesus is up to. You know what? The triumphal entry is over. Death, hell, and the grave. Death, hell, and the grave. That's what the triumphal entry is over. That's what you and I ought to be excited about. Death. Death meaning separation from God forever. When you become a born-again Christian, a believer, you're not going to be separated from God forever. You're going to be connected with God forever. I'm going to tell you something. This life is a vapor. James says this life is like a vapor. I mean, it's here today and gone tomorrow. Here today and gone tomorrow. You know, I've been thinking about that. I'm about to be 70 years old. I'm turning around. What? I'm about to be 70. Like, whoa. 70? Someone called me up, DeAndre, the other day, from where I used to work at Miles Laboratories. You're not mad because I'm saying your name, are you? But I like to talk to people when I see them. Now think about this. Called me up, well, called and left a message here at the church. Could you have Pastor Fred call me? Something is telling me to contact him. That's the message they left. And if he's watching right now, I'm telling your story right now, because he's probably watching. He's been watching us online. This guy I used to work with 30 some years ago. Now, he just retired, and he was telling me a story about when I was there, and he was talking about all these people and all these people I used to work with, and I was just thinking about all this time passing by. It is a vapor. It's going by so quick. And I'm thinking about all this stuff, and he said, one day, you were up there getting a sample. See, I used to have to get samples. I would take samples of this mycelium, they called it, and it was what went out to waste, and you needed to make sure it wasn't full of the good stuff, the product, in the sample, to make sure the filtering systems were working right. So I'm getting my sample up, and I'm on this catwalk over there, getting a sample, getting ready to go run some tests on it in the lab. So I'm looking at it, and I'm getting my sample, and he's looking at me, and he looked like he was a little discouraged about something. He's going through something. And I looked over at him, and I had my sample, and I put my arm up. It was in the summer, and I went like this. Did you see that? You see that, Eli? You know you don't want none of this. Neither do you, Chris. But what I'm saying is, he started laughing, and I started laughing. It's like in all that stuff, all that's around you, you're going through all these things. We need to enjoy life. And if we got to act like we got a muscle, whatever you got to do, enjoy the time you're here. Because I'm going to tell you something, it's a vapor. It is a vapor, and it's going by fast. And you know what? And when people see us enjoying life more, they're going to want more of what we have. But he's calling me. He said, something told me to call. So now we're going to eat lunch together. I can't wait. I didn't want to get off the phone talking to this guy. I was just enjoying our conversation so much. He was bringing up my life to me, you know. And I spent 22 years in that place. And God was speaking to me through him. Man, he adopted a young lady and young girl. It's amazing. And, you know, I can't wait to see that guy. So anyways, if you're watching, there you go, big boy. So now look, it's going by quick. Verse 9, 39, let's look at that. Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for days. In other words, people, after you die, they start to smell. They still use myrrh to embalm people with, to take away that stench. But here's what's going on. After 4 days, think about this. The rabbinical teachings at the time were going around that when someone dies, the soul will hover over the body for 3 days, thinking it's going to be able to enter back into the body. You listening to me? And then if it wasn't able, because of the decomposition and the stench, the smell of the body, because if it was starting to stink and do all that, the soul would leave and go into eternity, either, you know, heaven or hell, one of the two. Now think about this. This is what they were teaching, the rabbinical teaching. Now think about this. The rabbinical writings were believed that the soul hovered around the body for 3 days to attempt to re-enter the body. Now, Jesus waits for 4 days because he knew what they were teaching wasn't true. You paying attention? Because he is the resurrection. Jesus waits for 4 days to bring indisputable proof. Are you listening? Are you listening? We got a little boy called Lindsay. with his L's, he says, Winsy. The other day he was leaving, he says, I love you, Winsy. I thought that was sweet. I'm sounding like him up here, aren't I? Sometimes my lip gets twisted around. I'll talk like that. That's all right. That's right. Now watch, watch. 4 days, it proves that Jesus, it really is proving to the community, the hundreds of thousands of people that were coming to the Passover, that this triumphal entry is to conquer death. Are you still paying attention? You got to keep paying attention. They were flooding the roads into Jerusalem. They are looking to Jesus as the Messiah. But the people, listen, but the people wanted Jesus to save them from the Roman government and rule and the political control over them. They were missing the real reason of the triumphal entry. Paying attention? That Jesus came to triumph over death, hell, and the grave. Over sin, death, hell, and the grave. Think about this. Much like today, they wanted relief. All those Jews, all those people that came, they were wanting to be saved now. If Jesus loves me, he'll help me now. I've tried that church thing and it don't work. It does work. You got to work the word. You got to get you some wisdom and learn how to navigate your life the way God designed you. Oh, you better shut up. I know I got visitors, but you just need to shut up. We're in the right place at the right time with the right people. Now think about this. Think about this. They were missing the real triumphal entry that Jesus came to triumph over death, hell, and the grave. They wanted relief now, and that's what people want today. Now. But that's not what he came to give you. Hosanna means save now. Hosanna. We were singing it. And you know, we can sing it for now and the future. But they were singing it for now. Now watch. They believed he was their Messiah and they would do what they wanted him to do. The rabbis were teaching was very clear what the Messiah was going to do. Three triumphs: peace over political and military power. Kind of like what's going on today. You see that? What's going on over in Jerusalem now? All that has taken place over there. You catching this? Prosperity for the Jewish people. Material, whatever. They wanted it now. Social justice, number three. Social justice. So they wanted political peace and military peace. Prosperity for the Jews, the Jewish people. Social justice. Now think about this. The rabbis taught that this is what would bring temperate. This was going to bring what they wanted now. Now look at this. If God really loved you, he would give you what you want. Jesus didn't come to give us temporary and momentary things. Our life is a vapor. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Our life is a vapor.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.